שלום רב ידידי, ידידיי, תלמידים וקרובים אבל ישיב הקדושו. Next week, אם יש השם, starts a very special day in the Jewish calendar. Yomim, days that are filled בהלל והודיה, days that are designated להלל, להודיה, לשבח לקדוש ברוך הוא on the nisim that הקדוש ברוך הוא did in the times of the חשמונאים. It's not only to commemorate, but to give us the hagosha and to feel the hagosha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing to us and to Klal Yisrael all the time, and especially to remind ourselves in these days this hakore, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in the Hatzolah for Klal Yisrael. Yidua that the times of the Yevonim, there were gzeiros for Klal Yisrael. Gzeiros that didn't allow Klal Yisrael to be Oivdei Hashem the way they were supposed to be. And rather, the Yevonim were interested to create what's called Talbos Yevon, to create a massiv of a goyisha type of a situation that should somehow fit in and to allow Yidden to continue to be who they are in this massive of Talbos Yevon. Something which is obviously not shayach, and it's obviously something that you have to make a meafir and a melchome to see that such a thing should never become. In Alanisim we say Lashkichom Teirosecho Laviro Mechuke Ritzinecho Lashkichom Teirosecho. Yidua, we know that the Gemara says the story of Talmai HaMelech, who was a Melech of Yevon, and he actually was interested to learn Torah. He asked Kisvuli Toras Moshe Rabchem. He wanted they should translate for him Toras Moshe Rabchem. He wanted it actually. He wanted it in Yevonis, so he should understand it. But the Etzem idea of writing Torah, what he was interested to know, Voshtei Doten. I want to know what's Toras Rabchem. I doubt if the idea was to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs, to know what's licked in Torah. What's so special in Torah? And the Gemara has a ma'aseh, there were Shivim Zikenim and Shivim Chatorim, and each one was mechaven where to make the differences in Havone, not Cholila, the differences in Torah, that was never changed, but it was allowing him to understand the way only a Goy Shekop, only the way a Yovan would understand what the Torah is really telling us. This is what Yevon was trying to do. Yevon was trying to enter into Klal Yisrael, to join, to make a coalition between Yidden and Goyim, between Yevon and Klal Yisrael, to allow them to be able to interact, and most probably in Rambam Shteitoch Bibnoseim as well, and eventually to intermarry and to allow that Klal Yisrael is not miyuchad, they're not special. They're like an umah like any other umah. More so than that, we know that Torah is kihem chayenu. Kihem chayenu v'ayuch yomenu. Our whole metzias is the metzias of Torah. Nothing else. Everything that we do, everything that we make, follows this pattern of what Torah, v'shtel sacho is Torah to us in Klal Yisrael. This is also something that Yevon wasn't able to agree with. It could be a religion like any other religion. You do avodos and you do what you like to do and you do what you have to do and you do what you want to do. But there's no kihem chayenu that doesn't exist in any other religion. Does them gewollt Joven oiker sein? Klar ist so, they should allow themselves to be whoever they are, like everybody else. And the dogma is very simple. Yudua, that of the gzeiras that Yovan made for Klai Yisrael were Chodesh, Shabbos, and Milo. Three things that they didn't agree, they didn't allow, that Yidden should practice. Bekitzer, it's very simple to understand that Chodesh, Mach, what do they care what day is going to be Rosh Chodesh, when is the first of the month, Meinav Kemina. The test is, if you want to interact with the rest of the world, you have to go on the same calendar. You can't have your day off on Sunday and on Shabbos you're going to be in shul. It's not going to work. There's no mahalach. You can't run a world that way. So the first idea was that to be mevatel the Jewish calendar. We all have to work under the same goyish calendar like everybody else has. They didn't realize it then, but the fact really was that once we have our own chadoshim, we become balabatim on teva as well. Like the Gemara says, a basholish. If nisaber the shono, so chozro psul iseo, she comes back to where she was before. She regains her psulim again, and why is that? Because Klal Yisrael. Kihem chayenu, we're balabatim on that teva as well. This is something that Yovan could not agree to. Does Kenish Zayin. The other Shabbos, avada dava poshet. Your day of menucha has to be equal to all. You can't have, we should have Shabbos and they should have a different day. And when will you open the stores and when will you do the work? It can't stim. There's no mahalach. Mila is obvious. To look totally different. To change the tzura of a person who he is. This is something that Yovan would not agree to. Because the idea is, La'ashkicham teirosecho. To move them away from where they're supposed to be. And this was the melchom of Yovan. The melchom of Yovan was to create a Talbus Yovan in Klal Yisrael, to create secular studies, universities, all the other things that a Medina or an Uman needs in order to exist, secular education, all this was negated because they don't have Torah, and they don't have the Kihim Chayenu of Torah, but rather it's all the Inyan of Chochmah, and that's something that doesn't go in deep down to the mitzvahs of the person himself. This is really what the Melchom of Yovan against Klal Yisrael was. There's an interesting ha'ore in the parsha that we just laid, parsha's Vayishlach. The Ramban says like this. The Ramban says that the parsha of Vayishlach is actually, it's called the parshas of Golas. How to treat Eden, how are they supposed to deal with the Golas? We daven handling when you go into Golas and you deal with Goyim. How should we react and what should we do? And then the Ramban goes and he teaches us that Yankov tried in all his drochim to stay away from Esav as much as he could. He didn't want to make a coalition with Esav. He didn't want to take him to travel together with him. He didn't want to go together with him in anything at all. He wanted to remain himself. And only himself, levadoi. And only in such a hechatimtzu could it be zoiche to withstand all the pressures of the matzav of golis, the matzav of not being at home, not being in Eretz Yisrael, not being with the shechina together. The only way to remain and to stay who you are is to separate yourself, to disassociate yourself totally. Whatever Yovan wanted to do, you see, Chodesh Mila Shabbos was to create some sort of achdus between them, Rachmon al-Islam. And our avodah is the other way around, to keep ourselves separate. So the Rabban quotes, he says, Val der ze gam yirmoiz. And a meredik yisod, the Rabban says, something to think about. כי אנחנו הסחלנו נפילוסנו ביד אדוי. We ourselves were guilty of the נפילה ביד אדוי. כי מלאכי בישני בואו בבריסים הרומויים. And this is a sugya in Avodah Zarah and Daf Ches. The Gemara explains that for 22 years that there was a pact, an agreement between, after the Nitzochon of Yovon, a pact, an agreement with Roimi. And they stayed together with them. Umehem shebo'u b'roimo. V'hi hoisa sibas nefilosam b'yodon. The reason why Roimi was able to capture and to throw the Eden out of Eretz Yisrael and to put them into Golas again, v'ze muzika b'divrei rabiseinu u'mufusomet b'sforim. As they bring the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. And again, further on, the Ramban brings in two more places. Rebbe, when he ever had to go to the Malchus and to plead for them, for the Eden, he would never take along a goy to help him. He wouldn't take some Chavakneses goy to come along with him to help him teach him how to deal with the Ramoyim. Because he knew they only care about themselves and they won't help us. Where did he see it? In this parsha, Dr. Ramban, in this week's parsha. Not to connect yourselves, to stay alein, levadoi, to be yourself. I think this is a limud nechmot for us, a limud choshuv ma'oid, to know that our schus kiyum, begolus, is only as much as we're ourselves. The less we take from the minhogim of the goyim, the less we take from the minhogim of, even though we're not talking about averes, we're not talking about, in Rashi state, ubechukeseim lo yitelechu elu tiatrois v'ampi tiatrois. We're not talking about doing averes, we're talking about watching a football game, or watching some other kind of a game. Something that not really, we can't, besides, well, of course, bitl teirah, but without that needin, that's not the shaila there. The shaila is to sit together with them. That's our way to protect ourselves, that we should remain true Yidden, that we should take Torah to be kihem chayenu. This is a lesson, I think, that should be learned during the times that were lohoidus ulahalel l'shaber tekodesh baruch hu for the Nes of Chanukah, to take a mind and to think to ourselves, how can we retain our identity? How can we remain separate, miyuchod, and special? Only if we connect ourselves to our minhogim, our dinim, our yom tovim, what we do, and on the contrary, the things that they do are not the things that we're supposed to be doing.